This is Ozarks at Large. It is a Monday, and generally, in the second half of the program on Mondays, we turn over the show to something we call Unlicensed Opinion. I'm Kyle Kellens. Along with me is Christopher Spencer. He is the owner and publisher of Ozarks Unbound.
Top of the morning to you, Kyle.
or afternoon, depending. Generally, you and I have a guest or guests.
We bring in people, we ask them their opinion, and we try to provide some of our own as well on some issue.
I began that sentence with generally. That's the indication that it didn't work out this week.
We're doing the clip show, right?
Yes.
Where we look back at some of the things we've done, but generally also moving forward with topics as well.
Well, let's first talk about the unavoidable event that begins officially in about 48 hours, right? Bikes, blues, and barbecue.
That is true. Obviously, the numbers vary as to how many people come in for it, but we know it's a lot. It's a lot. From Wednesday afternoon, I want to say, definitely Thursday, you're hearing it. And it doesn't subside until midday Sunday. And it is loud, and it is musical, and things to eat, and craziness like that.
It seems to have been spread out even further a little bit this year. There's more parking at Baum Stadium, and the barbecue has been moved away, the barbecue
to
contest.
The north end, yeah.
So it seems like over the years, we've gone from a concentrated ball of fury around Dixon Street, and it's spread out a little bit more.
Right. Yeah, it has moved quite a bit. And I guess this year even more so. There's a lot of people who are staying out at the Washington County Fairgrounds, right? They're staying out in the RV spots that were paid for by A&P. And isn't that where they're having the barbecue competition?
Yes. Yes, it is. A couple things happened Tuesday that were culminations, or one a culmination and one probably not a culmination of issues we had talked about with people in the past several weeks. Tuesday night, City Council Fayetteville, paid parking came up at the city meeting. Merchants from Dixon Street came and said, please, can we talk about this? And there was a change made.
Yeah, I mean, it was revised. They're on the spot. Actually, the revision does not take place or does not take effect until October 1st. But essentially now you go down there for lunch. As long as you're before 2 p.m., you don't have to pay anything.
So paid parking does not begin until 2 p.m.
Right. And I know that Neil Crawford over at Jose's, I ran into him, and he was saying, you know, my lunch crowd has just disappeared since paid parking went into effect in, I think, mid-August, late August. I can't remember the exact date. That's something to be very concerned about. I personally am still, you know, in favor generally, philosophically, of, you know, paid parking in a big city center that's going to go to developing a parking deck, which is going to go to making that area more dense, which is going to go to more people happening and coming down there. I'm philosophically okay with that. However, if we start to see numbers, genuine numbers, over more than, say, a month or so, where revenue is just dropping off for these merchants and they're hurting as bad as they are, then someone's got to give. I mean, you got to take care of your merchants because you're killing the golden goose. Am I mixing metaphors?
That's
there?
Okay. We know what you're... I was surprised. Fayetteville being Fayetteville and people with cars being people with cars, I knew this would be a passionate issue. And I thought there would be discussion. And I thought there would be people who were angry. I was quick to see it reach such a boiling point so quickly that things would be revised, 6 weeks in. I didn't expect that. Did you?
Well, you know, if I were looking at the argument level, it would see going up high and then a dip for a moment and then bam, even higher than before, it seemed like. So when it was first implemented, lots of storm on drawing, you know, about it. And then it sort of drops off and then just pops up really high. I think actually the mayor was good to add this item to the agenda, which I think probably would have had to have come through him or through one of the city council members. I personally was not at that meeting. I was at the millage election just a couple blocks away. So I didn't get to actually physically see it, but it sounded like the council members were surprised and maybe a little caught off guard by the intensity of the merchants' discussion.
When the policy went into effect, the city said, okay, in 90 days, 3 months, we will look back at this. That's still going to happen. Even though there was a revision this past Tuesday night, we're still going to see that 90-day evaluation?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like we will, but also it seemed like there's a recognition there that 90 days is too long. I mean, this thing may have to be looked at every 2 weeks, once a month, but we cannot hurt our merchants in that area, particularly now of all times. Yeah. So we've got to very closely watch that. And I do think there's a scenario that works here. Not 100% for everybody, but there's something that works that lets, you know, the city build a parking deck, lets Walton Arts Center get some revenue, and also doesn't drive off people who want that entertainment district to thrive.
As you mentioned, you could not be at the city council meeting Tuesday when parking was discussed. That's because you were at the Washington County Courthouse watching the results come in on millage elections. And Fayetteville's proposed millage is no longer proposed. It passed.
It did pass, yeah, as a matter of fact. It's funny because I was there 1 year prior. And
almost to the day.
Yeah, yeah. And there was nothing left after that for those who were in favor of the millage but crying. This time, you know, they pulled it off and they passed it. And looks like we're going to have a new high school with a door that faces Martin Luther King. And it's a nice little presentation piece. You know, there was some opposition to it, but it just wasn't the same level of opposition and organization of opposition as it was last year. There were some flyers handed out. Someone sent me a copy of a flyer, you know, talking about the negative aspects of it.
What do you think was the difference in the year?
What a difference a year makes?
Right.
Like that?
There were no interest, you know, connections here, money that was coming at a one time that the people supporting the school district and the people supporting it certainly pushed that as here is a one-time chance to get some money.
Oh, the interest-free tax bonds. Yeah, that was a strong selling point. Also, the fact that you're asking for at this particular moment about half of what they were asking for before, even though technically it's not half the cost – because they were able to internally find a percentage of money so that the total is, and I'm just kind of quoting from my head, around 90, I think, million, somewhere around there. Does that sound right? Mm-hmm. As opposed to 113 million. And they were looking at getting 51 million, I believe, through this millage. So, you know, we're just talking numbers game. That's half of what they were asking for before. So half of that, coupled with the fact that you're getting amazing interest right now, buy now, and it works.
Do you think that the whole 2+ year process from asking people to come in what you think, the first millage election, it getting rejected and solidly rejected, then going back sort of to the drawing board and more input, and then finally a second millage election, perhaps that's what had to have this 2+ year public conversation, and most people feel okay now with the way it went?
Like, that's all part of the natural process of how these things happen. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's...
Because plan A was rejected,
right.
So let's go back and have a plan B. Do you like this? And it did pass.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's the function of that. Obviously, they wanted the first one to pass, but the deal was just not sweet enough and not good enough. Obviously, everyone, I think, even opponents, agreed that something needed to be done about that 1952 high school. Mm-hmm. That was a given. It was just a matter of to what degree it was going to be done. And it looks like what we're going to get now is not the Lamborghini version, but we are going to get, you know, a nice Subaru, you know, four-door, something like that. It's going to be sturdy. It's going to be good.
Right.
It'll get fair mileage, you know, and that sort of thing. So what we're getting is really going to be nice. It'll be a high school I think Fayetteville can be very proud of.
Christopher Spencer is the owner and publisher of OzarksUnbound.com. Thank you. Oh, but before we go, our regular feature of plug or predict, where we either plug something that we think is worth your attention or make a prediction. You went first last week. I'll go first this week with a plug for an artist coming to Walton Arts Center, and her name is Omara Portondo. 80 years old, Cuban singer, a a hub of Cuban music over the last half century plus. If you think about this, B.B. King was just here, a legend. Merle Haggard.
Absolutely.
Merle Haggard is coming. Tickets go on sale for that in less than a week. He's a legend.
Mm-hmm.
B.B. King, Merle Haggard, household names, or they should be. If they're not a household name in your household,
they're find another house.
Yeah,
right?
There's a problem. Omara Portundo is not a household name, but she deserves every bit of acknowledgement that B.B. King and Merle Haggard deserve, and that's saying a lot. And the fact is, she couldn't play in the United States of America for a long time because of visa restrictions. She now can play here. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. If you were a big Merle Haggard or B.B. King fan over the past 20 or 30 years, you had a chance to see them in Memphis or Tulsa or here, but this... And, you know, I suggest looking her up on the web, and it's going to be a great show.
And what's the cost for that show? Is it $100, Kyle?
No,
is it $80, Kyle?
It's one of the 10x10 series that Walton Arts Center has. So you can get tickets for $10 to see. I'm not, you know, this is not hyperbole, a world legend. Now, having said that, I won't be there because that is the second night of the Northwest Arkansas Gridiron, which I'm co-hosting. Mm. So here I'm plugging something that I cannot go to.
That's a double plug, man. What are you doing?
Well, I'm just, yeah, that is, isn't it? I was going to save Gridiron, I guess, for next week. But, you know, do some research if you're curious and look it up. It's a $10 ticket. I think it will be well worth your night.
So let me plug Northeast Arkansas.
Jonesboro. Something that we don't do much here.
I was in Jonesboro this weekend at a place called Bar Camp. Sounds incredibly fun, like a camp at a bar, right? There was a bar involved towards the end of the conference, but essentially it's one day that you spend with other geeks and techie types and learn about some social media. You learn about web design and things like that. And it's all for a very affordable price. It's a bit like WordCamp that we had here in May. There were about 100 people there, and I was just really impressed with, they have a co-working site in Jonesboro too, which if you don't know is a place where young entrepreneurs can maybe pay $300 a month. Actually, I think this one's $150 a month. They get office space, they get Wi-Fi, they get a place to go do work where they don't have to be in their basement or kitchen every day. And, so that was, really exciting to meet all those people, and I got to walk away with the grand prize, which was kind of nice too, the Adobe Creative Suite 5. And so thank you to everybody at Jonesboro for being so welcoming.
Is this an annual event?
It probably will be. This was the first year. Like WordCamp Fable was the first year for that. There's a lot of little techie things popping up in Arkansas, the natural state, and I'm really, really thrilled to see it.
Christopher, thank you.
Thank you.